And with another deep breath, you let go of all distraction. You let go of your mind. You let go. Let go. And with another nice deep breath, you embrace the infinite expansion within you. The answers will come as we begin to process and move towards the center of the circle. In the appearance that we all have right now, that we are separate within little boxes on a screen, the correctness is that we are all connected, and so the circle connects energetically. You're going to find yourself connected to each other in a good way. You may not even know each other. And this circle will become infinite, not just in possibilities, but just infinite, eternal, so that doubt has no place to be. For in eternity, the answers will come. We are in the greatest time of human history on this planet, once again. The time of the cycle of incorporating spirit to earth. And so with another nice deep breath, the circle touches all of you. Many years ago, I ran a group where hundreds of healers showed up once a week on our ascension, and with their help, we built a teepee and we built a cathedral in the ethers. And so with their blessings, that's where we're going to go, to the cathedral that they built, that we built over a series of 3 years. And this cathedral, in a nice deep breath, you will feel it. This cathedral appears to be based on a grassy knoll and yet resides in the center of the heavens. And another nice deep breath, and have patience with your mind and with yourselves. For you are the middle place between heaven and earth, and we must make this connection. And in this cathedral, then, we begin to move towards. And who will join us will be others we don't know from around the world that are sitting in prayer circles right now, that are praying on their own, that are meditating, that are singing and chanting. And they're going to begin to walk with us up this grassy knoll, not because this temple is the most magnificent and the only one, but because they're drawn to you all. And those in spirit, our guides and guardians, begin to walk with us. The animals, the tigers and the bears, the creepy crawlies, the rock people. We walk upon the earth realizing that she is alive, that she can live well with or without us, and we commit to being here with her. The great calling in the air of the birds and the winged ones, a great singing of those of the heavens. As we move to this temple, you will see, sense, know, feel, hear, one of the above, all the above, some of the above. and two by two we'll move into the temple together. And first you may stand outside and look at it and see the simple beauty of it. And we're coming into this temple for prayer. For prayer. For blessings. For grounding. And grounding is not mental running. Grounding is the ability to breathe fully and feel very, very safe. For safety will be the issue over the coming months. And so now we go to the earth for her to remind us how to serve, how to be together, how to be with her. And yet we enter a place of the heavens, a temple. So we bring the beauty and the love and the wondrousness of the heavens to us amongst this structure. Deeper you go, there is no perfection in this. It is your personal experience. We walk in the temple and find our places on the floor, on the pews and chairs. Before us is a beautiful altar with flowers upon it, vines entwining it, candles lit, incense, pictures of loved ones. And around this altar are the animals and the birds perch in the rafters. And the singing of the male, female, and nondescript voices are around us. The calling of the conch shells, the didgeridoos, the rattles, the voices. We are embraced and engulfed in healing. Rising up from our feet to our feet. It's the mother's great energy. And she's going to enwrap us from our soles of our feet to our knees. And I'm speaking faster than it may happen for you. To your shoulders, all the way up to your shoulders, neck, and head. This entwining of energy that has no words to it is just so wonderful. And as this occurs, the altar overflows with crystals and all forms of jewels and stones and gold and silver. Tall ones appear behind the altar, two, one on the left, one on the right, and just diagonally behind them, two more, maybe of earth, maybe not, long, tall, light beings. Behold the beauty of heaven and earth. May this go into yourselves. May this go deeply into your being, every level. And they turn and point silently behind the altar, behind them, to a circle. And from this circle becomes a rumbling sound of thrumming. Around the circle, many of the animals go to sit, many of the spirit beings, and even some of you will sit in circle around the circle. A grand light comes from the center of the temple, from its rooftop above, of many colors, much emotion and vitality. And it drives down and touches the inside of this circle. We stay deeply governed and connected to the earth and our human beingness. And yet as this light hits the center of this circle, in our heart areas, there's an explosion of opening. I will bring protective light to all of you who hear this later and hear it now. So if there's any need for release, you're not overwhelmed. You are cradled and allowed to become free from the past. From the center of this circle and the thrumming of it rises a beautiful crystal, selenite, the heart of the mother. And it rises and thrums and rises. It is bespeckled with other crystals, amethyst, rutilated quartz, citrine, smoky quartz. Herkimer diamonds, which will now be making a presentation on earth because of the power of truth and clarity. You will feel her presence as the thrumming circles out to the edges of the temple. And in that place, all that can be gathered from you and all that can be awakened in your mitochondria is done so. The center of your cells where all energy levels sit. And the selenite goes and touches the top of the temple's roof and stays there thrumming to you all. We are of the earth and of the heavens. We are the marriage of such. We are the children produced by the love of the earth to the heavens, and it's by the heavens' love to the earth. And that light that had hit the center of the circle fills the selenite and moves outward to fill the temple. So you will move forward in your lives. So your prayers will become prayers for you and others, for the earth and the heavens. And we pray now in great thanks and great asking for help. As this light moves out, moves in, and all around, blasting your cells with memory. You are wanted, you are loved, you are someone's prayer, someone prayed you here. And in this place, you will find your mind praying, your being praying. And that wonderful selenite thrums one more time and begins to move back down, singing now in the voice of many, the song of so many prayers that have gone before us, to touch you, to love you, so you may love all others. This is the time to finally know how to be individual and community all at once. And let this move down. The selenite moves down and down. And as it moves to the center of the earth again, staying in this temple, spirit, arise. Moving amongst us all, touching all the hearts and the minds and the prayers of everyone in this circle and those who have gathered that we don't know. Of spirit, of those that have passed on, ancestors, of those in circles all over the world right now. Moving amongst us gently and lovingly, firmly, strongly, pointing the way to ourselves and to the new world. The selenite moves down now and finishes. The foretold beings bow and disappear. The altar will stay within each of you. You have permission to go and decorate it and change it whenever you choose. The temple will stay upon you, and you have permission to go to it anytime you choose. And gently and easily now, we walk two by two from the temple. We move back to our bodies so that spirit may speak directly to us in a moment. But we bring with us what we call the altered state, which is really the divine way, which is really the natural state, which needs to be incorporated into the living experience. We give thanks. First, we thank each other. We thank ourselves. We thank our ancestry. We thank the earth. And we thank the heavens. And when you're ready, you'll take a nice deep breath. And I'm sorry I had to move so quickly. I only had the half hour. And you'll come back to the room. And we'll see if we have a moment or two to have spirit speak to you directly. And we give thanks and let that be in you now. Let it stay. Let it do its work for you. And so this is what Spirit says as you come back. The time of not knowing is done. It is all right still to not know as long as you are willing to listen and absorb. But the time to think that you are separate from us is finished. That does not make you exalted beyond others. It makes the fact that if you know that you are of the light, you are of service, and the nature of that light will be to give to others. To know that we are alive and so are you is to dance like a child again. Without fear, without shame, without trauma. If there could be no other gift to your people, to our people, to all of us, for as above, so below, would be the freedom from the fear of being happy. You're all looking for such profound levels of explosive understanding, and yet your insides cry out just to be free, to not have to worry that if you dance, it is wrong. Seek and heed the fact that if you're zigging when you should be zagging, you will be known and shown that. But it does not have to come to you as a sledgehammer, so fear not. You are the ones you've been waiting for. We have just been the way showers, always. You are the ones for each other. So if you know this, truly in your very deepest being, give unto us your tired and poor, your yearning to be free, and all that anger that separates you from you. We are your teachers, certainly. Yet any good teacher knows that you must get on our shoulders to make the new way. You are the ones to speak the new talk. You are ones to act the new action. You are the ones. We love you, blessed ones. We take our leave and we say, always are we with you. Be with each other in the same such manner. Amen.